From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Egypt executed 15 Islamic militants Tuesday who had been convicted of carrying out a deadly attack on an army outpost in the Sinai Peninsula in 2013. The executions were carried out simultaneously in two prisons located north of Cairo. They're the largest mass executions carried out in Egypt since six convicted jihadists were hanged in 2015. All 15 militants executed on Tuesday were hanged. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has ordered the military to step up efforts to crush Islamic State militants following the massacre of more than 300 people in an attack on a Sinai mosque last month. Sinai-based Islamic forces have killed hundreds of policemen, soldiers, and civilians in the region for years. A British woman has been convicted in Egypt of trying to smuggle a banned prescription painkiller into the country. A court sentenced 33-year-old Laura Plummer to a three-year prison term on Tuesday. She was arrested in October when she arrived in Hurghada, a resort city along the Red Sea, and customs officers found hundreds of tramadol pills in her luggage. She said they were for her Egyptian boyfriend, who suffers from chronic back pain. Canada says it is expelling Venezuela's ambassador to the country in retaliation for a similar action against Canada's envoy to the South American country. Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland issued a statement announcing that Wilmer Omar Barrientos Fernandez is no longer welcome in Canada. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund is warning that 220,000 children in the area of eastern Ukraine, controlled by Russian-backed rebels, are at risk of being killed or maimed by landmines and other explosive remnants of war. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
While these weapons pose an ever-present danger to children, UNICEF says they also can damage crucial infrastructure, such as water, electricity, and gas facilities. In one incident earlier this month, UNICEF says unexploded ordnance was found at the Donetsk filter station, a facility that provides water to nearly 350,000 people in the region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Kremlin spokesman suggested on Tuesday that a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to boycott next year's presidential election may be illegal. Navalny urged supporters to boycott the March 18th vote after election officials on Monday barred him from running. They voted to ban the anti-corruption blogger because of his conviction on criminal charges. Navalny and his followers say those charges were politically motivated. Earlier this month, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced he will run for re-election. It's widely assumed he will win a fourth term as Russia's head of state. A prominent Chinese human rights activist has been sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of subversion. Wu Gan, a blogger who uses the name Super Vulgar Butcher, was sentenced Tuesday in the Tianjin No. 2 Intermediate People's Court in Beijing. He was arrested in 2015 in southeastern China. He's among the hundreds of human rights activists and lawyers swept up in a massive government crackdown on dissent that began in July of 2015. Liberians voted in a runoff election Tuesday to choose the West African country's next president. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are competing to replace her. Boakai and Weah were the top vote-getters in the October 10th election. Weah got 38%. Boakai came in second with almost 29%. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.